Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Soap opera there at the West Tigers at the moment, boys. Obviously the drama over the coach and the captain over the weekend with Gordon Tallis, which all happened here on Triple M. But let's speak about yesterday, the West Tigers. Robbie Farrow didn't turn up for training, said he'd had a hell of a week. He just wanted to have a little bit of time off. Boys, you've been professional sportsmen in your own right. What was your take on that when you heard that?
Well firstly, my thoughts are that someone at the Tigers out of this whole mess is going to go. Someone's going to lose their job. And what this is he was angry, let's be face it. Robbie Farrow, not only does he feeling stressed out, he's angry because he feels the club has hung him out to dry and tried to make him the face of removing Mick Potter. Whether he is or not, that's how Robbie feels, okay? Now, on Sunday, it appeared as though the guy who was going to go was going to be Mick Potter. Mick Potter walked into ANZ Stadium. He was basically out on his own. He didn't have a friend in the world. He was being eaten apart by club politics. And then things started to happen. Gordon Tallis stepped up to the plate. And all of a sudden, public opinion swung in his direction. The board panicked. They kept him on. Okay, so he survives. From there, Robbie Farrow's made the face of it. Okay, from there, and Robbie starts to cop a fair bit of heat. We all saw what happened on Sunday. And then Robbie, in temper at times, or just, you know, through sheer frustration, said to his manager, oh, if this is going to continue, I might just ask for a release from the club. Now, CMA Ube's come out and said, look, that was just said in the heat of the moment. Mm. He doesn't intend to follow that through.
No.
But along the way, the CEO of the Tigers, Grant Mayer, he's been put under a lot of pressure, and a lot of people are starting to look at him, particularly when Denny Widley released basically said on the Nine News on the Monday night that there was a club video shot from the week before where Robbie Farrow had defended Mick Potter and said that he was doing a really good job, but somehow between that being recorded and released, that little piece had been deleted.
Oh.
Now, there's something at play here. Now, the really difficult thing at this whole Tigers mess is there is something at play. Someone obviously wants Mick Potter wants Mick Potter not at the club. Now, where that exactly comes from and what is the reason, no one could quite work out, but there's a lot of people caught in the crosshairs. But
is.
I really believe that someone will lose their job in this.
Yeah, well, boys, there's someone else has got a take on it. You can get us on the Grill Team on the Twitter, Facebook, give us an email if you like. And we've got an email here from a bloke called Robbo. And he's got a slightly different take on the Robbie Farrow West Tigers situation. He says this: guys, seen recently sports people using mental illness to divert pressure and defend bad behaviour. I have to wonder if this is a tool from player managers to protect clients. I read that Ricky Nixon, the AFL player manager, in his book and in the early 90s, his tactic to keep his stars from negative publicity was to call the newspaper and tell the newspaper that the athlete was on suicide watch.
Wow.
And that the article may tip them over. The journo would never then run that story, knowing that, you know, that might tip the athlete over.
No one wants that on their hands.
No one wants it on their hands. Mm.
Well, that's very true. But I mean, who does want that on their hands? You know,
you can't prove that situation.
You can't prove that it's not the other way. Mm.
So, and it is such an emotional situation too. When you're talking about mental illness, no one wants to say no, they haven't. They're just using that as an excuse.
That's right.
You have to give the people the benefit of the doubt and go, righto, I'll support you. So, do you think Robbo's got anything there that we can discuss?
I don't know whether we can because it's something that, you know, no one knows, and we've seen with athletes before. It's easy to sit a long way away and go, oh, you know, they're play acting.
Please.
You don't know. But the really important thing that's got to happen here is if the playing staff and a coach are dirty on the board, or, you know, as we've seen with the Manly situation, it makes no difference. But if a club coach, the head coach and the star player are at loggerheads, that has a serious impact. And we saw that in the weekend. Mick Potter, this is an opportunity for Mick Potter and Robbie Farrow, you know, to really bury the hatchet, if there is a hatchet to bury.
Yes.
At the moment,
they live in the same apartment block.
Could we have a discussion with Mick Potter and Robbie Farrow, MG, where they sit down together today at 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Well, and
just
talk. They
have. And have that proper.
Apparently, Mick Potter went to Robbie's place
public. I mean. Like as a press conference,
no,
just so everyone knows, because we're all just throwing stuff around at the moment.
You know,
we don't know, do we?
I think even the Tigers fans are over it. This was Sunday. I know Robbie Farrow's inflamed it by not going to training yesterday, so people are thinking, wow, what's going on there?
It's a big story.
They can still make the eight. That's the thing. Well, I mean, West Tigers fans are going, you know what, we can get in the eight. Why are we?
It's a big story. Yeah. It's a big story, and it's a typical rugby league story, you know, of politics, and it's intrigue. Just so many people involved, and it just takes different spins. You know, and the most important thing is Robbie's got to get, if he can get himself back to training, which I believe he's going to go back to training tomorrow. I mean, as you said before, Gus, they've got a big game on Monday against the Melbourne Storm. This is a young side on the way up who can make the eight this year.
Yeah.
This can be more than just a rebuilding season, and they've got to salvage something. They've got to get the ship back on course.
You're so right about rugby league thriving upon this type of story. Last week was Manly. We're talking about Manly and all the...
Haven't discussed him this week, have we?
Haven't had a word about him this week. No. Next week, which team is it going
to
be?
Very quick one for you. Do you want to be the Storm? Would you like to play the Tigers this week? Will it galvanise them?
They're playing at home.
At Campbelltown?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's danger game.
It'll be a great game Monday night. It'll be a great game. And Storm are coming home with a wet sail. Tigers are trying to get themselves back on course. It'll be a ripper. I don't know. If I'm Craig Bellamy, I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if I'm going to play a distracted side or a side that comes out ready to play.